Thank you for tuning in to Investment Insight presented by McKay Wealth Advisory. My name is Hayden Proffitt. Joining us today, we have Brent McKay. Brent, as we round out the end of 2024, what are some good tax planning ideas and tax savings to do in 2024 to save you some money?
Sure. So one of the biggest things people don't realize about 2024 is in the past, if you bought a bunch of equipment or you bought a big purchase at the end of the year, it would lower your taxes. So a lot of farmers and factories would make a big purchase. There's a big tax change this year related to big purchases. In the past, you could deduct 100% of what you spent. So if you bought the right size truck, the right size combine, tractor, you could deduct 100% of that against your income. That dropped to 80% last year, and now has dropped to 60% for this year. So don't be surprised, you know, about that this year, because if you make over $3,050,000 or if you spend more than $4.27 million in equipment, that doesn't apply. But most people that are small businesses, small farmers, they've been buying those tractors, those equipment, trying to get that deduction. And this is a big change this year where you're only getting 60% of that off. So you may want to do a tax analysis now before tax time.
Right.
That's one of the biggest things we recommend is we, you know, can kind of give a vague, you know, general look of where you'd be and work with your accountant to kind of see where you are on your taxes. But do that planning
now.
Now, so that come April, you're not surprised and you owe a bunch of extra money.
Right. What about employer retirement plans?
Great question. So most people forget, you know, that with 403Bs, 401Ks, 457s, make sure you max out your accounts. You know, if you're over 50, you know, it's $30,500 that you can put into that plan. You know, a lot of times if you're putting back, let's say 10 or 15%, a lot of plans will let you save 50 to 75% of your income. Make sure you don't miss the true up or you lose the, don't max it early and you lose the matching money. But don't forget to max out your account now before the end of the year. Another part of that is, you know, flexible spending accounts. They're not a lot of times thought of, but some companies still use accounts where if you don't spend the money by the end of the year, you'll lose it. Right. So make sure if you're putting money in a flexible spending account, also use that money so you're not losing the money you put in.
Right. And as you kind of eyeball RMDs toward the end of the year, what about QCDs as well?
Yeah, so QCDs are qualified charitable distributions is where if you are over 70 and a half, the original RMD age, now it's 73, it's going to eventually go to 75. But if you're over 70 and a half years old, if you write money straight from an IRA to the charity, which means the check says the charity's name on it, and it gets deposited by the charity, not by yourself, that money is not considered to be taxable income on your 1040. So, you know, on your 1040 4A, 4B, how much money you put up an IRA, how much is taxable. Make sure if you want to get those charitable contributions in before the end of the year, do that out of your IRA if you're 70 and a half. It's a great way to lower your taxable income.
Right. And the last thing is, what about tax harvesting?
Right. So one of the things that we've done over the years, especially last year, is you know, people notice is they had capital losses. So what you can do sometimes if you have an investment where you've lost money on it, you can sell it and then you have a capital loss. You can then carry forward that capital loss against gains and a certain about $3,000 against income, but you can get it against gains. So if you have some positions that maybe you've lost some money on, you might want to, you know, trade them around or move them around. This is a good way to harvest some of those tax savings and get some of that money back from a tax standpoint. One of the things with ETFs in our portfolios is a lot of our customers have unrecognized capital gains because we've had several good years in investing. And we are starting to harvest some of those gains now. So there's going to be a little bit more capital gains on your taxes than previous years. So we would encourage you, if you'd like for us to look at where you stand on that, let's do that before the end of the year.
Right, that way there's no surprises.
Right.
Right.
That, just like with markets. Markets don't like surprises. I hate tax surprises, and I'm sure you all do too that are watching this.
I do too.
And so let's, you know, let us come in and look at that. Obviously, one of the services we have offered for the last couple of years is let us look at your tax return and review it to make sure that the investment information is correct on that return to our best of our knowledge. We're not going to do your return. We're not the accountant.
Right.
But we'd love to work with accountants and make sure it's done right.
And we'd love to make it easier on your accountant so that the information from us translates to them and your ultimate tax return is right.
Exactly, 100%.
So, thank you for talking to us today about all the different tax planning that we can do at the end of the year. And thank you for tuning in to Investment Insight, and I hope you have a great day.
Thanks.